Welcome into an episode of Light the Lamp here on DuckStream. I'm Alexis Downey. Today was a big day for the Anaheim Ducks organization, coming to terms an eight-year deal, $72 million with defenseman Jackson Lacombe, who is standing right here in the locker room. Jackson, is this all setting in for you yet?
I wouldn't say quite yet. Obviously, I'm really excited to get it done, and it's a great deal for me. And it hasn't really set in yet, but I'm just really excited about it.
Big contract, and now you're going to be the highest paid player in Ducks history in terms of the total dollars with this amount. I mean, that in itself, does it? We talk about confidence a lot, but does that give you, some confidence in knowing that organization really believes in you?
For sure. Obviously, I wanted to kind of carry that with me before we got it done, but I didn't even know that was true. But for sure, it'll give me a big boost. Obviously, so continue to do my best to work hard and be the same person, player that I am. But for sure, it gives me kind of more confidence to do that.
Jackson, let's go through the process a little bit. It sounded like when listening to Pat, it was a quick process for you guys. What did that look like in terms of you speaking with your agent and your camp connecting with the Ducks?
It wasn't really smooth, obviously. Like Pat said, it was super quick. It probably took, a week and a half since we started talking. They just sent an offer, and then we just had a few negotiations, and we were really close. And so it got done really quick, and obviously I was happy it went smooth and it went fast, and that's what I wanted to do.
The moment this morning was filmed on camera, and you could see, the moment between you and Pat. Now you have that to look back on. In terms of just going forward now, what are some of the expectations maybe that come with this for you?
For sure. Obviously, I think it's a big responsibility to kind of carry that. And, like Pat kind of told me, I just want to continue to be the person and player that I am, and just do what I do and not change a thing. And that's what I'm going to do. So obviously, I'm grateful that they trust in me, believe in me, and same with my teammates, and it means a lot to me. So I'm doing the best I can to kind of carry that and just continue to do what I do.
Who was the first person you called?
Obviously, my mom and my dad were the first two, and then my siblings too, my grandparents, and then some of my close friends last night too.
Pretty cool with your dad being in the hockey space too, getting to share that moment with him.
For sure. He was obviously really excited for me. And same with my whole family, so just to share that with them was great.
And they're probably going to be coming out to all the games in Minnesota. As we know, they like to travel
so they'll be out, I think, for the home opener for sure. And whatever they can make after that, they love to watch, so it's pretty cool.
One thing that has always been steady, at least the last 2 years, Drew Helleson. He's someone that you were there for him through his contract signing, and he was the first person that greeted you this morning with the water bottles being poured on you. How much did it mean to you to have him along, I'm sure, through this process, too?
It means a ton. Obviously, I lived with him the last 2 years, and he's such a close friend of mine just growing up my whole life. And I can't explain, what it means to have him here and to play together, and, just how much he supports me. And just what he does for me kind of, all my life is so special. So I'm, I can't explain how much he means to me.
Going forward next year, he's still going to be the roommate. You'll have to figure that out Orange County.
He's already got stuff he wants me to get for the house right now, so we'll see what I can do for him.
Going back to last season, your emergence, really from December on, we'll say, in the year, and those minutes on the ice, again, going back to confidence, that was the big thing you always pointed to. But what, when you look back to that, maybe what was another difference maker for you in your game that you feel like you were able to hone in on?
Yeah, I think it was obviously confidence is a huge key, but not just not being afraid. I think for me, that was kind of a big thing my first year. I was just afraid to make mistakes and, just afraid to kind of play my game. But, I just kind of said, I got nothing to lose. I don't want to, play in fear anymore. And that was kind of what I did. And I started to have a lot more fun with it. And as we just went on, obviously our team was getting better and better, and that just gave me more confidence. And the guys were so supportive of it, so
You've played alongside Radko Gudas a lot. How much has he been able to help mentor you over, the last year plus?
Yeah, huge, obviously. He's been in the league for a long time, and he's got so much experience to offer, and he treats all of us young guys so well, and he's such a great leader and captain, so being able to play with him is obviously, extremely, really cool, and he's a great player and a great friend, so he's been nothing but great to me.
8 years now in this place. I mean, you're already spending a few years, but now tack on that 8 years next. What do you like so much about living in Orange County?
I think everything about it. I don't think there's a bad thing I can say about it. Obviously, you know, you can say the weather and the place where I live is great. I just love everything about the food, the people. It's just such a friendly place, so you know, there's nothing like bad I can say about it. I love it.
Beach house and a lake house, maybe in the cars someday.
That's something that'll have to be decided later. Yeah. We'll see.
One other thing I wanted to mention: your good friend Brock Faber. You're getting him a little bit more on the contract there, but 8 years for him as well. Is he someone that you've talked to about this yet?
I did a little bit in the summer, obviously. He's such a good player, a good friend of mine. It's pretty cool that we got kind of similar deal done. We'll definitely have a good amount of fun this summer playing golf together and stuff, and definitely laugh about it for sure.
As you look ahead to just one preseason game left, but the regular season just around the corner, how are you feeling? How's camp been and the new coaching staff and everything?
It's been awesome. Obviously, Q's been great for us. He's really pushing the pace and kind of getting us in shape fast. So I think we all feel really good. I think our legs are starting to come back to us. We're just showing that every game. I think we're just improving. And I think we're going to get off to a really good start. Like I said earlier, we're all excited to get going. And we've been looking forward to all summer. So we're really excited.
One last one for you, Jackson. A little over 2 years ago, we sat in the same room before your NHL debut.
Yeah.
When you think back to that moment, would you ever believe that, you know, you'd be in this place now, signing this deal, being in this locker room, and knowing what it means to you?
Well, I don't know if I would have, to be honest, but obviously now I'm super excited to be here, and that's all I can say about it.
Awesome. Thank you, Jackson. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on DuckStream.